Okay. Another episode of We Just Met.
Yes.
Marcus is fanboying himself, taking videos.
Got to. Everything is content.
Today is very exciting because Lily is not the producer today. Womp, womp, womp. We'll miss her. But Nikhil is, and I'm so excited to have Nikhil here today. Yes. So that's my son, my sunshine, my baby, who's going to be leaving, going to college.
Where's he going?
I don't know. Do you know?
Nope.
I don't know. I don't know anything. I never know.
Where do you want to go?
Either Indiana University.
Indiana?
Why? Because you're Indian? That's crazy. That's crazy work.
Marcus tried to make it funny.
Or UF.
Oh my God. Wait.
Go Gators.
Why Indiana? Not. I've never heard this in my life. Or did you tell me?
I probably have. Because Kelly is just a good business school.
For a minute there, I thought it was a person.
No, Kelly's the name of the business school.
Okay.
It's a good business school.
All right. But if you go to University of Florida, you'd be very close to home. And then you could come
go
home.
Go to UM. You'll like UM.
We'll see. I mean, I think UF is just a better school. For what I want to do for like business.
I think UM is a good school.
I'm going there this Friday for 2 days. We're going down there to tour.
I have his whole life mapped out.
Sweet.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, he's going to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
My dream is not his dream. This is my dream. He's going to go to college, learn all the businessy stuff, mm-hmm. then come back and work at some firm, gaining more knowledge. But then I give him all the real estate properties that, you know, Kana mm-hmm. Holdings has. And then he manages all those properties and also manages all of our other businesses just on the money side. And we all live happier than ever after.
Happier than ever after.
And I'll be retired. Nice. I just want to live off dividends of the companies that they make. And Nikhil's going to help me do that. Right, Nikhil? What's your plan? Oh, and he's going to marry an Indian girl who I've already picked out, and she's beautiful.
Don't say her name. And I reject.
I love her.
I reject.
She's so sweet.
He reject her.
No. No.
That don't work for the males. It's only for the women.
How about this? You can have one or the other. I come back or I marry your...
Oh, no.
Which one did you choose?
Oh, no.
Marry your who?
The girl that I want. I love her. She's so sweet. She yells at him when he doesn't do his homework.
Aww. Accountability partner. That's amazing.
See? Yes.
One time. No. She only yelled at him for the homework. One time in sixth grade, she snitched on me.
Because she loves you, Nikhil.
My mom thought that was the most romantic thing she's ever heard.
She loves you.
It was really romantic.
No, I just got in trouble. All that happened.
No, it was really romantic. Where's your mic, Nikhil? You need a mic.
Oh, my mic?
Lily always has a mic.
Let me get a mic.
She's so cute and she's very pretty and she's so sweet. She always is very proper. She's like, hi, auntie. How are you today, auntie?
Oh, she's Indian.
Of course. Duh.
Oh man,
Marcus,
how does she look, Nikhil?
She's beautiful. Oh my God, I want to show you a photo, but he'll kill me. But she's so pretty.
Oh, if he's gonna kill me, he likes her.
Ooh,
uh-oh.
Does he?
Uh oh,
Nikhil, do you like her?
You got me.
Oh,
well, in other ways that I ruined Nikhil's life this week.
Wait, let me get this. I'm literally sitting for all the cameras. I don't know.
Okay. Oh good, this will be your wedding reel. I'll be like, look, he's so handsome on camera, please marry my son. She would marry him.
Hi everyone, welcome to the We Just Met podcast, the wedding edition. We have Nikhil in the studio.
Yes,
he's a producer. He's also the host, one of the guest hosts for today. And also we're going to discuss his love life at such an early stage in life with this beautiful Indian girl.
I love her.
I bet she loves dal puri.
Marcus, what other Indian dishes do you know?
I wouldn't say Indian per se, but I've tasted a lot of Trinidadian food over the years.
Oh, mm-hmm. I hear you. Okay.
Wait, hold on.
So Trinidadian food and Indian food are a little different,
They're kind of, okay.
Mm-mm. Like the ingredients, but it's some of the ingredients, yeah, but... It's very different. So also in news that you can't use, I decide I'm going to teach the whole house some financial lessons because they're, first of all, they're
targeted at me though. It's not even the whole house.
They're out of control. They all have they all have platinum cards with no limits on their spending, zero limits, okay? So on any given day, they can just spend their little hearts out. And they just touch their phones. Everywhere they go, bloop, 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 bloop. And when I tell you, like, at the slightest inconvenience, especially Nikhil, one day he left a hotel in New York City, and because he didn't want to carry his bags around, he hired a personal driver and put his bags in the driver.
That's out of context.
And though. Has the that's driver have him drive him all over New York City that's for 2 hours.
That's out of context. What happened was my checkout, the checkout, well, actually, I was sitting in a dorm at NYU, and the checkout was at 11 a.m., and my flight was at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to, we're not going to put my suitcase in New York City that is not going to get stolen. Nowhere. Right?
So he gets a giant black SUV.
And I'm not going to LaGuardia and sitting in LaGuardia for the next 6 hours. So instead, I could just go explore.
Explore, so absolutely.
Okay.
I got a driver.
Why didn't you get a little Toyota Corolla?
Because no one hires Toyota Corollas by the hour to freaking drive you places. No one wants to
be picked that'd be out for the whole day.
Yeah.
It's a big, suburban.
The only people that drive, I have his number, by the way, if you're going to New York.
Oh, of course.
Connects.
Of course. Everywhere. International. When this kid went to Spain, he had full bottle service waiting for him before he ever landed. So anyhow, I go and I find this little toggle button feature on the Amexes, right? And I decide, I'm going to give him a limit. He's never had a limit. I'm going to give everybody a limit, right? But do you know what their limit
was? What was it?
$200. I was like, let's see if they could just spend $200.
Of course not.
No, I know.
Listen, I was so green to credit cards and... Like an American Express, I use it like it was a regular Capital One or a Discover card.
Mm-hmm.
And with American Express, I had to learn the hard way. They gave me a business platinum card with no preset spending limit. I knew nothing about that.
Oh.
So here I am keeping a balance on there, and they fucking...
Yeah. Yeah.
They fucking set a limit on my shit now.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did. I didn't know. So now I say, well, hell, I can pay the balance off now and you guys just reset it. They're like, no, sir, we're going to reevaluate you in 6 months. So I just fucking paid the balance off and let me see what happens. So.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know they did that.
They took it away from me.
I never knew that was a thing.
Mine got taken away, too.
No, it did not. You got a spending limit now. So now he's punishing me.
Because at one point in time, I'm like, I'm going to try this shit out. So when I first got the card, I think they said no preset spending limit. That's okay. So I say, you can track you can put in and see how much you can get qualified for each time. I put in 40,000. Good news, you approve for a $40 person. I said, oh shit, I'm lit now. And I put a little funky ass 5,000 on there and kept that shit to like 2,500 over the course of like 7 months. You know, I didn't pay it off, and they snatched that fucking unlimited shit away from me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so now because I kept I started with a $5,000 balance, so they gave me.
What the hell? Okay, so I never knew this was a thing. First of all, do you know Nikhil also has the concierge people in his phone, programmed in his phone, and he calls them. Like, whenever he's even mildly inconvenienced, he calls Amex. But now he's getting me back because he fucking is making me Zelle him everywhere he goes. For the most ridiculous shit. I think I have to Zelle you right now, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. I see. He put me in a chokehold. So I'm going to have to go increase this thing because there's no way.
Take it back off. I mean, listen. I've learned my lesson. No. Don't laugh. I've learned my lesson. And, you know.
His fucking card got declined yesterday at Oxbridge. Oxbridge costs $40,000 a year to go there. And he couldn't buy a $70 a year book.
And that's funny.
I thought so. I thought it was really funny.
But it's your fault. You put a limit on this.
You know what's not funny? What's not funny is if we don't have the money for it. But we do. So it's actually funny because it's just an inconvenience.
Yeah, but that can go a long way at school.
Debit card and then...
Wait, did your buddy see that happen?
No.
So let me ask you.
I explained the situation to them so they kind of understood.
So the person who, the tender who you swiped, is that person always there?
It's probably some volunteer.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Like parent PTO volunteer.
Because if so, then it's like, oh, heck, I'm this broke kid again.
So what balance do you want if it's not 200?
Unlimited.
No, no, you're never going back. You can't
get unlimited. Like, that's crazy. Had
unlimited for what, a year? How long?
I don't know.
This man, okay, so another fun fact, like I never have traveled alone, right? I've never gone on a plane alone or anywhere. So I'm just always like, I'm just like a accessory to whoever is taking me through the airport. So now he's old enough, you know, so it's him. Mm-hmm. So I just follow him wherever he goes, wherever he tells me to go, I go, whatever, you know. So he goes inside all this Centurion lounges, you know. Mm-hmm. This man be eating and he just goes in there chilling. Like, he owns this shit. And I'm just like,
if I bought airport, I didn't even know my little expensive.
Card does that, you know?
Yeah. He knows that Amex got some power, man. The airport, I go sit in a little lounge, the Amex lounge.
Yeah.
I can let my little seat back. Yeah. You know, you can got little comfortable chairs in there. It's sweet, man.
But Nikhil, especially, this kid has a little bit of expensive taste.
That's good, though. That means
out of all my kids.
But and listen, yesterday he came in, he was so sharp. I'm like, ooh,
yeah, sharp. Yes.
He had that suit on.
Because he's on the committee for the Boys and Girls Club this year. He's going to be raising lots of money with me.
That I am.
So, yeah. And did you see my Facebook post? I asked who will donate something, and I think it's up to like 40-something people already said they'll donate.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, that is good.
You're welcome for that. Some of my hard work and talent being put to good use.
Yeah, but so now Nick has to pick up more hours at the studio since he's got his little crazy.
What about allowance. Homework? How's the homework going?
It's being hindered now that I have to work.
Okay, buddy. Oh, okay.
See, my grades are going down Marcus. And down. So if I don't get into college,
let me just know explain.
Kana put a $200 limit on my credit card.
There it goes. There it goes.
That would last a whole month.
Marcus, let me explain what it's like to be a Kana kid, okay? He has a in addition to school, he's got a full-time teacher, a tutor at his, whenever, she's virtual, him and Duck. So whenever they need help, they just doop in their little teacher, and she zooms in and does all their work.
She literally canceled on me yesterday to watch the debate.
Okay, I was like, what? So she canceled once. Like, life is pretty easy to be a Kana kid. They have they have private like bankers, so if something goes sideways, just text. You can always text or call. The seamstress, like, they're all dropping their shit off. He's going to, and all gets swiped onto mommy's bill. Like, everybody, they've got something for anything you can imagine. Their own laundry.
You guys are so lucky.
Yes they are. Their own people to help their, do you know, for their laundry, all they have to do is put their dirty clothes in the laundry room. That's it. And put their clothes away. The only thing I don't have the laundry lady do is put the clothes away, which now I think I need to because they don't even do that. But
I do that.
Their jobs are...
Your mic went down.
What?
Your mic went off.
Their jobs are to do well in school and just all hands on deck to keep the...
And work a full-time
family genre. Businesses going. You wish, buddy. you freaking wish. So, since the spending has been a bit of a challenge, I think...
it's not even a challenge. It's just unrealistic because, like, I spent, like I have a $20 limit, and, like, $80 was spent on stuff that she needs. Because, sure, it's, like, it's unlimited, but a lot of the time I'm freaking buying stuff or doing errands for her.
She used the company card.
You want me to use the Conal Studios card? Lillian will kill me.
If it's a studio purchase,
it's freaking chicken from Publix.
That's a studio purchase.
Little popcorn chicken.
We need to eat.
Gotta feed the.
Yeah.
Feed the mind, body, and soul.
You should see the shit I be finessing with these accountants. And they're like, that is not a business expense. I'm like, but it is. It is. Everything is. Yes, everything is.
Even your time.
Exactly. Okay, so. Presidential debate was last night. Nikhil's going to work on something for us. I sent you an email. Nikhil's going to pull up some things that he's going to read to us, and we're going to give him our reaction to. So while he's doing that, you tell me, what was the most challenging thing about your week this week?
Challenging, to be honest, this week was pretty pretty fair. Autopilot, nothing crazy. It was a really, really easy day at the compound, Solid Waste Authority. Yeah, it was really, really
nothing
smooth.
Exciting happened.
No, man, nothing. But you know, trash gonna be trash, and
no,
you know,
all the trash was on their best behavior.
Trash is trash.
So all the trash was on their best behavior.
All the trash was on their best behavior.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, then type in the prompt that I sent you. It's in your email. Did everyone just hear Marcus burp into the mic?
That's freaking outrageously disrespectful. I apologize. Viewers and subscribers, I apologize.
Boys, I tell ya. Boys are so boy-y.
We're boying.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Did you hook your phone up to Bluetooth?
I didn't. Is it on?
Yeah.
Let's see.
So while you work on that, and then Nikhil's going to read us something, and we're just going to react.
Are we sure these are accurate?
It should be. It's Copilot. I love Copilot.
All right. Well, we'll
see. It's an endorsement.
What is it called again?
Should be like Rodecaster Pro or
gotcha.
Something.
Gotcha.
All right. You guys ready? Ooh.
Yes, we're ready. Okay, Nikhil's going to read us headlines, and you have to react to them.
I think that this one we should get for dinner tonight.
Go.
Chipotle takes burrito season to the next level with Halloween line. I don't know. What's the headline there?
Wait, what is it?
Burrito? Like boo? Burrito?
Chipotle
burrito?
Takes burrito what?
Season to the next level with Halloween line. It's Halloween line?
Okay, I'm not a fan of Chipotle. Are you a fan of Chipotle?
Oh, I love Chipotle.
Of course you do. I knew you would.
I love Chipotle.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Chipotle is a boy thing, I feel like.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Nikhil
could eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, okay. It's actually real.
Nikhil actually, oh, look at his face. What?
Wait. Chipotle rewards members receive one entree for $6 when using promo code BURRITO.
See how many of those burrito bowls you can buy with $200?
I'm gonna go get some for dinner tonight. $6 is a freaking steal. $6? Come on.
See,
hey, that might be it though.
See how money conscientious he is now that he's gotten cut off.
That might be it.
Look at you, Nikhil. I'm proud of you.
I should actually sign up for the rewards member for Chipotle.
Sign up.
You know how many rewards points I'd have? Like my racetrack account?
Yes.
My racetrack account is freaking.
Okay, so they turned me on to a racetrack. Now I'm a racetrack fan. I would have never been a racetrack.
Racetrack has the best ice.
Oh, it never melts.
That shit is like gravel.
You guys are so funny.
It never melts. Like, he's being honest. It never melts.
If you're watching this, send help. I'm surrounded by testosterone. It's so evident right now.
We'll take family walks.
Yeah.
And then we'll, like, our this road. So and we'll keep walking past our neighborhood and keep going straight. And there's a racetrack, and then we'll literally go into the racetrack and undo that walk.
Yeah, we get ice cream, boiled peanuts, and then they have fucking picnic tables outside a racetrack, and we will sit there and we'll just like mow our ice cream and talk shit. We've had family meetings exactly. In the middle of racetrack.
Just have a whole picnic.
We've had family meetings in racetrack.
Just have a whole picnic, why don't you?
Yeah, so it's funny because you can just be driving by and pull into a racetrack, and then there's, you know, a kid, one of my kids, and then you just
there's
shoot
also
the shit.
A lot of cops there always. It's like the cops
there. There was a shooting there.
This was like 3 years ago. You always talk about shooting.
Oh my god! Like every time Marcus, can I tell him the story? What happened this weekend that was so scary? Wait, do you know what happened to me this weekend?
Of course not.
Okay, well I'm gonna tell.
Oh my god, no. Yeah, don't tell that it was my fault though. Like,
I have to tell the whole story, please.
What happened to
this shit was so bad, Marcus. So listen, it was like 11 o'clock at night.
She's
had just gotten home. No, the fuck, I'm not. And we had just gotten home from Garba, you know, the Indian dance. So I'm showered, I'm dressed, I'm ready for bed. You know, I'm laying down, and I'm like, "Did anybody take Pudge out?" So Nikhil's like, "I'll take him out." So Nikhil takes him out back. Like 10 minutes later, I hear Nikhil. He's like, "Oh, come on." And I'm just listening from my room. And he's like, "Come on, man. Come on." And I can hear it like it's intensifying, right?
Aww.
And then I hear he's throwing something at the back door. Boom. Like, and my back door is like shaking, right? And I'm like, "God dang it." Because he's going to break the fucking door. And he's like, "Yeah." And so then I hear him scream one last. He's like, "Is anybody going to come save me?" And I was like, "Oh, shit." So I go up there. And it's a fucking frog on the back.
No. Not
wait,
like that. Like,
this story gets so much
the
better.
The frog was attacking me. The frog was literally attacking me. It kept jumping on me and at me, and I'm not a frog, dude.
That frog never left the back door. That's the problem. He couldn't open the door because the frog was the guardian of the galaxy. So finally, the frog jumps. He rips off the lights, so the lights all go dark, and he comes in the house. And I go back to bed again, right? Like, I'm like, Jesus, like Nikhil, that was so insane for no reason. Okay. House is pitch black. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to bed. Like a solid 20 minutes has passed. And now I hear boom, 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 boom on the front door. And I was like, fuck, like I'm so scared. I'm so scared. So he comes into my room and I was like, okay, I got to think straight. Like, I'm like, my adrenaline's going, but I have to drink, like, think. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, you got to grab me a pair of shorts. I don't know, you know? So I'm like trying to get dressed and the bum, 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 bum. And I'm like, this is not a good knock. Like, I just know enough to know this is not a good knock. So I load up, you know, I got the AR and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. So, right. And I take it off safety. He's like, what do I do? I'm like, you just stand there with the phone just in case you got to call the cops. Bum, 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 bum. So take a big fucking deep breath and I'm like, and I turn the corner and
she didn't turn the corner, she like peeked the corner like it was Call of Duty. She like put the gun barrel around the corner of the door and freaking peeked her head out like
you snapped out.
It was like literally Call of Duty what she was doing for that, like literally, but with like a purple camo gun. Like her gun is literally pink.
It's this fucking big though. Okay.
Her gun is actually pink.
It counts. So there's like this woman there.
It's the least intimidating gun I've ever seen.
Man, that shit will shoot you though.
It looks inviting.
It does not look inviting. Okay, it'll get the job done. That's what matters.
You sure it works?
Yes, I shot it. I shoot it. I got shot the other day in my neck from Duck's little shell casing. So there's this little woman standing there, and like, oh man. If you're watching, I'm so sorry, lady. shit looked a little rough, you know? So I was like, fuck, it's going to be like a decoy or something, you know? I don't know what's behind her. So I was like, what do you want, you know? And she's like, hey, I just came around. Like, you don't know me. I follow you on social media. And I was like, all right, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, and I know there's not a man in the house. Okay. So I'm like, what do you need? So she's like, I just wanted to check on you. I heard some yelling before. I'm like, I don't know. Nobody fucking yelled. Like, get the fuck out of here, you know? And she's just, I'm clutching this gun. And I know someone's behind her. There's no way this, like someone's at the door like this, you know? So she's like, well, I just want to check on you. I thought I heard something.
What the fuck's she going to do?
So I'm like, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. So then she's like, no. Like, she's like, I know you from around. And like, I follow you. I know you don't know me. So I was like, so I'm talking to her through the fucking door, right? And then she's like, I heard some screaming. And then I'm like, this man and the frog. She heard the fucking frog. Like, I couldn't even think straight because my adrenaline was going. So I opened the door. Like, I put the gun down. Mm-hmm. And I opened the door. But then she was standing too close to my gun. So I didn't like that. So I was like, I just kind of like moved her over. But then her husband was there. And this man looked thoroughly inconvenienced. He's like, Holly, let's go. She's fine. But Holly's been drinking. That's why her reaction time was 20 minutes to get to my house. Like, if you really did come to check on me, Holly, I was dead like 400 times over. Like the reaction time on that little number was so slow.
It's the thought that counts, though. You can't diss Holly for trying to.
Holly felt brave enough
to come because she was on that oil.
If I heard someone screaming, would you save me, and banging and crashing and the lights go out, the last thing I would ever do is go over to their house at 1 a.m. or midnight, whatever it was. That's absolute
last thing. There's the alcohol. There's the courage from the alcohol.
Liquid courage.
He said, will anyone come save me? Like some medieval time shit. Like that's
what He said it in character.
He said, will anybody come save me?
You peasants, will anybody come save me?
And that's it. That's how we met Holly. And everyone was fine. And then I had to go back to bed for the third time.
Wow.
So scared. I just also like to say how Holly, big ups to you, Holly, because you weren't even fazed by my big ass gun. She just did not care. Fuck yeah, I was standing there like Yosemite Sam. Like Elmer Fudd holding that shit. And she just did not care.
You about to blast Holly away?
She was like, I follow you, girl.
You about to blast Holly away. And she don't even know it.
No, she doesn't. Wait, Nikhil, okay, go read the next one. I would like Eleanor Hypnotic. Can you give me I don't know if I should be doing this. Okay, hold you guys, on. You're going to watch this demise of Julie Connor.
I'm going to skip, too. I don't even know how to say that. Okay.
Thank you.
Season 3 is born, or this one, The Voice, season 26 premiere.
I've never even watched that.
Yeah, but it's like where they send those little chairs. I think it's where they send the little chairs.
Or they turn around.
They turn around if they like your voice, I think.
Isn't it Blake Shelton? Beats me. What would be your tryout song if you were trying out for American Idol?
Oh, my tryout song. That's a good question. My tryout song would be...
I know a good one for you.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Okay, give me a little...
I'm not doing it.
Come on,
I'm
Mikey
not Mike. Doing it.
I feel like you should bust out with like, I've got hoes. I've got hoes. That would be a good song for you. Mikhail, what would yours be?
Because, oh, me. That one? Yeah.
Yeah, Nikhil does be listening to some sentimental stuff sometimes. I've seen his playlist.
But it's...
Have you?
Not yeah. really. Like what?
Ariana Grande.
What?
No. No, that Olivia Rodrigo. Go for it. Go for it. Busting out.
Gonna make a change for once in my life.
That's that hypnotic, y'all. It'll do it every time.
It's gonna feel real good. It's gonna make a difference.
Oh, it's
gonna
happening. Make it right. Come on, Marky Mark. Go for it. You got this.
As I turned up the collar on, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat?
Wait, are you going to do killer karaoke?
A broken bottle top and a one-man soul.
He's going to do karaoke.
Is it in my headphones or is he like not singing?
No, he's not singing. Oh. He's lip singing.
Oh.
Marcus, are you going to do karaoke?
When?
October.
Where?
Here.
I might.
Really?
I might.
Oh my God, I'm signing you up.
No, you're not. No. No, I'm not
wait,
doing
wait,
it.
Wait. No, can we sign each other up? And then Connor. You don't know your song and I don't know my song until we're up there? Come on, like a dare, please.
What if you don't know the song, though?
No, but there's lyrics. Are they pop up on stage?
What about like, the pitch?
The rhythm? Like, what if I don't know the rhythm? What if I don't know the rhythm, Connor?
Pinky promise.
Connor, what if I don't know the rhythm or the melody?
I'll pick a song that I know that you know.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yes, you guys, you see it right here. Yes, 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 yes.
All right.
I'm going to fuck you up with the craziest song ever.
Oh, now you're going to fuck me up.
Yes. Yo, it's going to be some Cardi B. Like, it's going to be like WAP. Yeah. It's going to be WAP. Marcus, there's no backseas.
I got you.
There's no backseas here, you guys. None. Okay, next headline. Let's go.
I'm going to pick some interesting ones because The Voice is stupid. No offense to The Voice. Marcus, in case you want to try out, Harry Potter is casting for roles of Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
Hermione?
I don't know. Someone's coming.
You see what that $40,000 education gets you? This man said hemorrhoid.
Harry Potter is casting for roles of Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
Hemorrhoid.
Hermione.
I'm not a Lord of the Rings type of guy.
You like Lord of the Rings?
Not really.
Like any of those things are boyish.
Oh, look at this.
I'm over Twilight.
This one is tickles my fancy. New new iPhone 16 announced. I need one of those, Connor.
What does it tickle on the kill?
My fancy.
Do you remember the time?
No, I'm eating your microphone right now. I'm eating your microphone.
One time.
I'm eating your microphone.
One time. Please.
No,
please. Can I tell this story?
No, you cannot tell the story. I'll literally crash out or something.
No. Nikhil, it's the greatest story of all time.
I'll take it to my grave.
Oh my God. Look at his face.
This is your time to click off the podcast right now.
What? So you want this iPad?
iPhone 16.
Hey,
I can't even hear the music. I don't know if
you're listening to it. Oh, you can't hear it?
No, it's not on the thing.
Why? So that means the pod can't hear it?
Pod cannot hear it.
How can I hear it?
You can hear it in your head?
Fuck yeah! It's some Punjabi mix.
Oh, hey. I got it now. There we go. The pod can hear it now. Okay.
So what? This is the iPhone that you want for your birthday?
Yeah, so on today's episode of Nick Hill's Life, as you know,
Nick Hill's broke life.
Yes, Nick Hill's. Yes, never mind. Yes, Nick Hill's broke life. My iPhone doesn't freaking work. I've had this thing for maybe like freaking eternity now. The charger port doesn't work. I have to wrap the charger.
It's time for a new phone. Stop right there. It's time for a new phone.
Can you tell Connor to stop being a brokey and get me a phone, or
get the boy a phone?
Get the boy a phone.
I'm trying to make it to November so it can double as a birthday present.
A phone?
Yeah, then I don't have to deal with like whole thing.
The boy has a Rolex. Boy, get the boy a phone.
How about an Android?
No.
I'm an Android.
What's wrong with Androids?
Ask Marcus.
Nothing wrong with
everything
it.
Everything is wrong with them.
Nothing is wrong with it.
Everything is wrong with those
nothing
microwaves.
Nothing is wrong
if
with
it. If I got an Android, it'd be just as much of a punishment to you than it was to me.
Oh, I would hate that.
Because all your text messages would be green with me. There'd be no AirDrop, no freaking nothing. None of that stuff.
I would be so annoyed.
So much.
And then when I send photos, they come all messed up, right?
No Life 360. No,
only videos.
Oh, the photos are normal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, the videos are crappy.
So when I send Android people fucking photos, like, does it come out in, like,
perfect.
HD?
Perfect. HD. 4K.
Oh, I gotta dial back some photos. All right, fine.
NFL 4K.
That's great. All right. Next deadline. I'll take note of that. Fuck.
Are you taking note about buying me a phone, too, or what?
But what, yeah. What iPhone is that, Nikhil? What
iPhone 1?
11? 12? Yeah, we're at the 16 mark now.
Oh, my God.
What kind of phone does Duck have?
Same as me. But hers is working fine. Mine just broke. Actually, mine broke the first day I was in Spain. And
oh, that was such a mess.
And this is back when I wasn't cut off from my Amex, but it didn't matter because Europe doesn't take Amex. I didn't have any other credit cards, and I couldn't freaking find a cash exchange because there were only ATMs, which you needed a Visa card to pull out money from, which I did not have.
That's a bad spot.
My dad just gave me like some money
I think
cash.
Only like $500 or something,
like,
right?
He gave me like $600 in American dollars, but they were like, what am I gonna do with this? It's not a euro. So I had to freaking find somewhere that would give me euros for American dollars. I finally found, which
his
is the
little
boat.
Spanish
and,
mamacita,
you know. And I didn't have any cell service either because I didn't buy an international plan, so I had no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it was rough.
I had no charging phone and I had no money.
That's a bad situation.
For the first 72 hours, I was in
But you know what he did have? A cousin.
That's a bad
That met
situation.
Him the second he got off the plane.
And I never saw him again.
So you were
it
fine.
It was so weird, actually.
I called my family there ahead of time, so they already knew.
I called them.
Well, I arranged for that.
Anyway, I was he literally came out of an alleyway. You know that?
What?
I was...
What type of back bush?
It was like a study abroad program in Spain, but like... Like, you know, you did more freaking fun than studying. But I actually learned so much Spanish there. I
yeah,
more Spanish
speaking Spanish.
I lost it all. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
When I was there, though, I was cooking. Anyway. So, we had, like, a flight to, like, Madrid. Or no. Actually, we had a flight, like, to Madrid and then another flight to Cadiz. And then we had, like, an hour or to like, some airport near there. And we had an hour ride to Cadiz. And they dropped us off at a hospital, like we spawned into Spain at a hospital. And we got off this bus and we were outside a hospital and our Spanish mama was right there. And she freaking she led us to her house. We had no idea what she was saying because I knew nothing Spanish.
Where did my cousin show up from then?
We were like 75% of the way to the house and I saw a man walk out. I saw a man just freaking walk out of a pier.
What's going on?
They must have left.
No?
Oh, there must be doing exercise.
Anyway, so, I saw a man like appear in an alleyway and I didn't think anything of it because, you know, Spain, you know, he's probably just doing whatever he has to do. And he comes up and hugs my mama and I was like, oh, okay, maybe she got some motion out here or something. Who knows, you know? It'd be,
that's wild.
Maybe Big Benedicta is freaking Big Benedicta or something. I don't know. And then he hugs me.
Who are you?
Like, I was like, who are you? Maybe I thought maybe Spanish people were like freaking, I don't know. And then he said something Spanish, but he said his name, and I was like, oh, I know you.
Yeah,
that's so. Then I took a picture with him. I was like, I asked Benedicta to flick me up with him. And then he literally, I was like,
flick me up with him.
I said, I'll see you, you know, sometime. And he was like, sure. And then he walked all the way the other direction. Like, and I never saw him again.
He
came from like the alleyway. Which
like the Willy Wonka movie where that guy comes out of nowhere. It's like, what's his name? Like Squidmore or something.
And then he kept walking.
And he just appears and he leaves.
He just walked into the sunset.
That's so
what? Funny. So he greeted you.
He somehow knew exactly where I was and met me.
We were talking in a WhatsApp chat and sending photos and updates on you.
What?
Yes.
You didn't even know where I was. You know why I know that? Because I had no cell service.
I put your itinerary there and everything.
Yeah, but how do you know what street I was at?
I don't know, Nikhil.
That's what I'm saying.
They got ops everywhere, man.
That's some weird shit.
I got shooters everywhere.
That's some weird shit.
I got international shooters. What can I say? I'm Kana kids, man. You're a Kana. That's what happens. All eyes on you.
He was a cool guy, though. You know, maybe I'll go back and visit him.
All 16 words you exchanged?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was it?
In Spanglish?
Yeah. I met a bunch of friends, though. So that was cool.
Like who?
Oh, there's a guy named Paco. Cool guy.
All the bartenders.
Mm-hmm. Paco's 16. He's in Cancun right now.
After he left, the bartender got arrested.
Yeah.
They cased him up.
It was, we think it was for some sort of tax purposes because he was like.
Because they all came in.
And we gave him gave him like, you know, a lot of freaking money. We gave him a lot of money.
If you had to guesstimate collectively, more than 10,000?
No.
More than 5,000?
Probably. Somewhere around there. Because at the end of the trip, everyone gave the bartenders our money.
What?
They were that cool?
We just gave him a ginormous tip at the end.
He was there.
We were all like, we all were sitting there, and we were just
they had a private beach, private bartender.
Well, it wasn't a private
bottle
beach.
Bottle service. And then they reserved bottles for them.
Yeah, it was funny. Remember when Lily asked for a,
okay, let's
change
this.
They told her no because all the bottles were reserved for me.
Change this before you go to the college of Walmart.
That's crazy.
Someone listening is like, oh, he doesn't deserve to be here. Okay,
do deserve to be there.
Should we do our challenge now?
Harvard. What's the challenge?
Okay. So, Marcus is going to start. We're going to have to call a Publix and convince the person that answers the phone we're an Uber
Marcus
driver.
Should call, right?
Yeah.
Because his phone is on.
That we're an Uber driver and that we're waiting for a shopper inside to come out. And we're going to try to get them to overhead page the shopper. And if they do it, you win. And if they don't do it, you lose.
Hmm.
And then if you lose, you're supposed to take a shot of Hypnotic, except you've been drinking that the whole time we've been sitting here. So it doesn't
I wasn't shooting it, though.
Marcus, do you feel confident in this challenge?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The first one is, you want the phone number?
Oh, yeah, you can give it to me.
Okay. Thank you for calling Publix, located at Woods Walk Plaza. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now or press 1 for more options.
Oh, my God.
They hung up?
No. You had to push 0, maybe? I don't know.
Publix freaking hung up.
What? We're shopping.
Thank you for calling Publix, located at Woods Walk Plaza. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. Or press
can you turn the volume up?
For the bakery, press 1. Deli, press 2. Prepared foods, press 3. For all other service departments, press 4. For store hours, to reach the
can
service
I meet
department,
mic so you don't
press
laugh?
1. No. Meat, press 2. Seafood, press 3. Customer service, press 4. Pharmacy, press 5.
Thank you for calling Publix. My name is Evelyn. How can I help you?
Yes. My name is Andrew, and I'm an Uber driver, and I'm outside. I was wondering if you can page a customer that's in there that called me.
Say again, please.
My name is Andrew, and I'm an Uber driver, and you have a customer that's in this. This is the Publix at Woods Walk, correct? Woods Walk Plaza? Yes, I'm an Uber driver and I'm outside and I'm waiting for a customer. They call me and I'm waiting for them to come out, but I haven't seen them yet. Is there possibly you can page them? Because I don't want to leave them in there and lose my money because this is how I feed my family. and I got a newborn baby. So if you can help me get this ride to go along, that'd be very helpful.
Just give me a moment, please.
Okay. Man, I don't want to leave her. I need this money.
Thank you for Public Customer Service. This is Scott speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Andrew, and I was just speaking to your a customer service personnel. My name is Andrew, mm-hmm. and I'm an Uber driver, and my person that I'm picking up is inside your store right now. Is it possible you can page them and tell them that their Uber driver's outside? Because I can't leave my car running, and I really need this money.
You said you're picking up an Instacart?
No, there's a customer in there that called me. I'm an Uber driver. I'm going to ride home.
Oh, okay.
So can you page them? If I give you the name, can you page them over the intercom or the loudspeaker, please?
What was their name?
Ashley Davis.
Ashley Vegas?
Ashley Davis. D-A-V-I-S.
Davis.
Yes.
All right. Just give me a second, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, do this one. Can you do Walmart, please, 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 please? I just want some fucking buddy to just tell you no.
Okay.
We're open daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
We're going to be able to get someone
pharmacy,
to answer that phone.
Press 1. For Vision Center, press 3. For online pickup and delivery orders, press 4. For electronics, press 5. For Fresh Bakery, press 6. For Fresh Deli, press 7. For Human Resources, press 8. To reach the store operator, press 0. There to repeat this menu, press star.
And 0. Oh, they have Human Resources before they have customer service.
That's crazy.
That's Walmart.
They don't want to talk to nobody.
No. No.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work, Shouty.
They're going to tell you off.
We got to prank call somebody.
We shouldn't have told your sister that we prank called her.
Nah, I got someone you can prank call.
Okay, I got this.
But you're going to prank call her.
Okay. What's the angle? Like, what am I saying? Like, what's something significant that's going on in her life?
She got two girls, and I'm trying to see how we can prank her ass. What's gonna be the motive?
Wait, let me see.
Something. Pretend to be the principal of their school.
Oh my God, there's one I read about online that was called the Stop Calling Me Challenge, mm-hmm. where you call someone and you're like, "Hey, I really want you to stop calling me. Like, I'm tired of you calling me. And like I'm asking you respectfully to quit calling me." And then they get so pissed.
Where you call or you call someone and you're just like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm really busy."
Wait, I'll do that. Which one? Both of those are funny.
But you gotta call someone you know, though.
What? No.
Yeah, you go call someone you know.
Just do a call, right? And say, "Listen, is this such and such?" And be like, "Yeah. Can you please tell your man I don't want him and tell him to leave me alone and stop for him to stop calling my phone?"
You're gonna get someone in trouble.
Yeah, it's gonna make for one.
If you call Rom G and be like, "I really can't talk right now. I don't know why you keep calling me."
I want to do that just because it'll solely for the fact that it will confuse the hell out of him.
He'll call and be like, "Okay, I'm hang up," or he'll get mad at you.
Yeah, he's going to get pissed. I want to make him mad. He's funny. Okay, I'll call her too. Wait, so she don't have a man? So I'm going to be like, "Look, I hate to be that girl, but also I want to be that girl, the one that lets you know that your dude keeps calling me."
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when she says, "What's his name?"
say, you know, don't play crazy. You know who he is.
Okay, go for it.
Hold on, let me get a number.
Oh my, what's her name?
Nicole.
Okay. Nicole, just so you know,
that's a number,
this is right? On camera. I was put up to this. Okay. All right, let's go for it. Go.
It's gonna be from my phone?
No, you have to block it. Didn't you do that little fancy thing
God.
You do?
Oh my God! You just press the dial button. Now she going.
Now
you're
supposed
know
to do that little thing that you do, where you hide your number. Why didn't you do that? Well, you messed that up. It was a.
Oh bad. Shit! I got one. Just say, Nicole, I'm in jail. Can you come bail me out, please?
Oh my
please.
God! Wait, who please. Is it? To Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay. But you had to do that thing.
Just say, say, I'm in jail.
That you're in jail? Yeah. Oh my God. Oh
say,
my God.
Hey, this is a friend of such and such. He told me to call you. He's
okay.
in jail.
Okay. Oh. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, Nicole, just so you know, I got put up to this. How is she going to react?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
What if she gets worried about you? Now you worried the poor girl for nothing. Mm-hmm. Let me see. What? I love that song. Are you blocking?
No, I have to. It's another number.
Oh. I feel kind of bad about this.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi, Nicole. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Nicole, can you hear me?
No, who's this?
This is Jackie. Are you having a hard time hearing me or no?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good, because this is important. So I think we have a mutual friend. Do you know Marcus Bryant? No, you got a fucking pop-up ad.
She hung up.
No.
She hung up.
You got a pop-up on your phone.
No, she hung up.
Because you got the free version of the app.
She hung up.
Why? She didn't want to talk to me.
Oh, she called him back.
Okay. Good day. Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hi. Okay, Nicole, this is important. I'm sorry. So you know Marcus, right? I mean, obviously, because he told me to call you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, he got into a little bit of trouble tonight. And he got arrested. So he wanted me to call you and let him know. He said you'll know what to do. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So he said you would know what to do. Do you know what to do? It was PBSO. He seemed to know the guys.
And where is he now?
He was with the cops. I guess they're going to take him to probably gun club or wherever they take him. But he gave me your number and he told me to call you.
Okay, no problem.
Are you like an attorney or something?
No, I'll find out what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. No, that was kind of fucked. I feel bad.
I feel bad.
No, I didn't. I feel bad. Yo, she's a rider too. She was like, damn, I'm gonna go get him right now.
Man.
Yo, you
just made a U-turn.
She sure did. You better go get her out the rain, please. She's like, Marcus, I'm on my way. She's going to get a Superman cape.
That's not a prank. That's just cruel. You're a villain.
Why am I the villain?
Because you messed that up.
She fucked it up, right?
Yeah. There was no sort of joke to that. You were just freaking like full on. Like,
you're supposed to be like, oh man, like they beat his ass or something.
Oh my God. You can tell. I couldn't even think of that. No, that would have made it worse, Marcus.
It's a prank. It's supposed to be bad.
No. You're supposed to make it super bad and then tell her. Right now,
she hung up.
She's freaking out of the gun club right now.
You're supposed to be like, Nicole, it's a prank. It's a prank. Marcus, no,
I'm
prank
so
you.
Sorry. Nicole, I'm sorry.
That's the worst
I got put
up
to this. I didn't know. I just followed the fucking rules.
You gotta call it back and say,
no, the hell
prank.
I am not. No, I'm not.
It's a prank. You have to.
I don't want to go tell her to get again, not again. Did it get again, not again, why again? I'll be like, I don't speak English.
Just tell her it's a prank.
No, fuck, I'm not. I'm not even speaking English no more. I forgot English. Beep.
You gotta tell her it's a prank.
No, you guys, I didn't know. Now I feel guilty. I'm sorry, Nicole.
That's wild.
Big ups to Nicole, because you're a real one. And she really just...
Yeah, but now...
Didn't I even
like
drop on you?
That's like the boy who cried wolf. Now if you ever get arrested, don't call her.
You're the least likely to get arrested.
That's crazy. But say, Nicole, it was a prank. You could tell on the phone.
Just call him and call and say,
See, she just texted me, are you okay?
Oh, no. That's on you. Say, I am mean and pranked you.
Or just be like, I'm fine. What's happening? Pretend like you didn't know what happened. So
yeah. There you go. Just play stupid.
Yeah, just play stupid.
Double down.
So you guys are something.
Otherwise,
this is some wild shit.
Well, otherwise,
viewers, this is some wild shit.
Wait, we're gonna have to double prank her. We're gonna have to double prank her. Prank her from a different number, and then say that it.
That Marcus, Jackie got arrested.
Say who?
Tell her that Jackie got arrested.
You gotta do it.
Please,
you do it. You do it. Say,
do it.
Nicole. Hey, we'll call you. Jackie got arrested, and she said, "You know what to do."
Yeah, we have to double prank ourselves out of this situation. I'm gonna need more hypnotic for this. This is
goodness.
A cinch and a half.
Hey, Nicole. This segment is called Prank Nicole.
Nicole, I'm sorry. I was not in favor of this.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, no.
Epic fail. Epic fail.
Womp womp.
On Julie Connor.
Well. That's because
you're the last person she called. I figured you know what to do.
Nicole, you're going to have to prank Nicole and unprank.
Do I say...
Sam, Jackie's a psych patient that found a phone.
Do I say that Jackie got arrested and she said you would know what to do?
Wait, who is Nicole? Is she going to be so sad? I feel bad now. What's she like? Like, is she like on her way to gun club?
She's like, are you okay? Please call.
Oh man, poor Nicole.
See,
and it's raining out. No, we gotta put this girl out of her misery.
So now you gotta prank.
Come on, Nicole, you gotta double prank.
Judah told me to call.
No, Jackie.
Jackie said to call you and tell you you know it.
Jackie got arrested.
Jackie got arrested and she said you know what to do.
I'd like to slow key like a little bit here. No.
Call her.
Why Nicole thinks you got arrested? Because she must, you know. If someone called me and said you got arrested, I would not believe. I'd be like, no. No, that guy is way too by the books.
What's your name, Nicole?
Yeah. Wow, I really could have probably added to that story. Sorry, you guys. I really dropped the ball there.
Yeah, that was messed up.
I'm so sorry.
She's worried right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. Oh, it was a shit prank to begin with. I mean,
What's the punchline for this one? I said I'll repeat the same thing.
Oh, my God. It's so weird. This is awesome.
Yeah, what's that?
What am I supposed to say? Otherwise, it's going to be the same prank. And she's
going
to
be like, hey, Jackie got arrested. It wasn't Marcus, it was Jackie. Maybe do that.
What do you think I should say, Marcus?
My phone's ringing. Oh, it's Lillian.
What I just told you to say.
Oh, man. Hey,
just
hey, we're making big mistakes here. What are
just
you doing?
Just tell her that Jackie got arrested.
And she said, you know, and she
I'm
said,
at the
you know
pod.
What to do. Damn,
how?
What the fuck is it?
It's a sitch right now, though, that I have to unsitch. So I'll call you in a minute.
Wait, Natalie's in there.
Yeah, I know. We're just like a co-working space right this second.
I thought she was having an event tonight.
Yeah, she is. Things have taken a turn for the very, very worst. I'm going to call you back. I love you.
Oh, man. All right,
love you too,
bye.
Nicole, is this you?
Hold on.
Jackie just got arrested.
Just say, look, Nicole, from one Nikhil to another. Just kidding. Okay, whatever. That wasn't funny. I thought that was funny. Okay. All right. Well, I thought that was so funny.
Well, do you think you should go buy paint after this?
Mikhail, you ready?
All right, yeah, let's do this.
Go through the mic automatic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just don't talk.
Fuck, I'm a little drunk. Shit. I just felt it.
You guys drank a whole bottle of Hypnotic.
No, Marcus. Marcus did that.
Nicole?
Nicole, this is Nikhil.
Hello?
Hello?
Nicole?
Yeah?
Hey, Nicole, this is Dave. A lady named Jackie just got arrested. She gave me your number. She said that you would know what to do.
Why are you guys playing on my phone?
Oh, I'm sorry? I don't know. She just told me that. Call Nicole, and then the cops were freaking taking her. And she was screaming, Nicole, Nicole, call Nicole. And so she gave me your number, so I called Nicole.
Okay. Please stop playing on my phone.
No, I'm not playing. Nicole, serious.
I don't know nobody named Jackie. And do not play with my phone. And do not call me about my friend, because I do not play about my friend. So stop playing on my phone. And, stop playing on my phone. Thank you.
Isn't Jackie your friend?
So we had to double prank to unprank the first prank.
Yes.
Now everything is good. Now everything she is knows. Good.
She's gonna watch me run out at you, Marcus.
No. Oh my god. We're gonna wrap this episode up. Marcus, you wanna land this plane with our mental health assessment?
You might wanna call Nicole after this also.
Yeah, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah, I got some explaining to do. Definitely. Every day is a mental health day. We have to, like I always say, to start a day off, we got to be in the right mental headspace. And that's going to determine how our day is going to end up. So we got to think positive and try to be positive as much as possible. And with that, man, any type of, things you're going through, just remember that when you got it bad, somebody got it 10 times worse. So, you keep that, in the back of your mind and just push through. You got it.
Words of Wisdom by Marky Mark. Amen. Okay, thank you for joining us for another episode. Our next episode is going to be fun because I'm going to be building out Marcus's dating profile.
This is going to be crazy.
And then I'm going to be swiping around for people that I think is going to be a good match for him.
Wait until I build her profile. Oh, man.
Wait, should we take it a step further?
Listen, I'm going to be putting pictures.
No.
This is going to be thirst trap. Mania.
No, you're gonna attract all these weirdos.
That's the object of the whole thing.
Okay, well, Marcus's opening line is trained in de-escalation tactics, so I know how to handle all the moody bitches. You're gonna have every emotionally dysregulated chick in Palm Beach County coming for you. So, anyways, join us for the next episode.
Take care.